Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within the dark and uninviting place lives Ellie.
Hiya!
The overworked servant of the thing upstairs. But that is nothing compared to the horrors and foul language that lurk within this podcast. For there is always strong themes down there, in the dark, waiting to come out. Don't you open that? No. Sorry. The tales you are about to hear concern a group of lost souls. No. The podcast was edited, but not censored. The story was written, but not followed. This is... No! This is what happens when Nikolai demands a reference to trapdoor. This is Pen as the RPG. Roll the theme song! Hi, and welcome to episode 42 of the Penance RPG podcast. I am your hostess, Ellie. This week is Halloween. Hope you all have a fantastically ghoulish time. We were hoping to bring you an additional extra special something for this spooky season, but unfortunately we've not been able to finish it in time. Nikolai is still working on it, so it may appear at some point soon. Maybe even as an end-of-year bonus. Who knows? Speaking of the end of the year, it's now only 5 weeks till we're going to be at Dragon Meet in London. Yay! Segway hype! Seriously though, if you'd like to find out more details, check out dragonmeet.co.uk. Let's get into this week's episode.
Who are you? What have you got on you? Starting with Graham.
I'm Tensho. I'm a warrior. I'm currently using an axe at the moment, and due to a slight miscommunication while playing, I am now an undead warrior.
How do you feel about this?
Unimpressed.
Stay away from my brain.
I don't eat brains yet.
Ashram and Alrana, Elven Mage, got various things that I guess spellcasting last year, and lots of books.
Okay. Ben!
Hello, I am playing Bellary, First Apostle, Style Captain, Lord of Hiss, Bad Cop, and Sexual Explorer. And I mostly have a hell of a lot of crap, not limited to a candlestick, some pooey worms, and a rope ladder.
Also, he's my emergency food supply.
Graham would like to suckle on you, I think you'll find.
How do you feel about that, Bellary?
Well, he is a Sexual Explorer.
Obviously, alarmed, like...
He's a bit silent.
He's so silent that we need to move on. Dragon.
Have I not been saying words?
No.
No. I was actually informing everyone that men can be stimulated to lactate, but...
Okay.
And we missed out on that.
Oh, it
did.
Dragon.
I am a Heathwort Grove. I remember I have pointy stabby things and notes, but I can't even hand the notes over to someone else this week to read because I can't get hold of them. I tend to be the one that will jump in and stab things, usually from behind. And
there was me thinking you use Ellie's description of you as the mother hen.
Yes, I am mother hen of the group as well.
God. Pony.
Oh, hi there.
Did we catch you doing something, Ellie?
You... No. I'm Ravine Winter, the tiefling alchemist.
So we didn't catch you using a mirror, Ellie.
Oh, hi. You just caught me checking out my hair in the new mirror.
A mirror, you see? But what is a mirror?
A mirror is often a piece of glass adorned with a reflective surface for which one can view themselves. I am currently viewing myself as my character, Ravine Winterwitz, the tiefling alchemist. She creates things that often set people on fire. She writes books, many of which mirror events that occurred in the past. And she's haunted by a wizard. She misses Pony a lot.
I completely forgot that you were haunted by the wizard.
I'm off to see you, the wizard. the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Vain.
So,
bad wizard.
John.
Hello, I am playing Stilgar Shadowblade, an elf rogue, stroke bard. I have many things in my bag, which I can't remember the name of now. I have a golden loot, and I mostly use daggers and occasionally a big shiny pink soul axe.
If only there was some sort of list or even a sheet that helped you keep track of what items you had.
Yes.
I know.
There is usually, but it's in a box somewhere, either here or in the locker. I don't know. I've got boxes of stuff everywhere.
What you may need to use is you may need to use some sort of reflective surface to shine light into darkened areas to illuminate them.
If only I had such a device.
So what happened last week?
Last time on Penance RPG.
I've lost all my notes.
Bellry was ill.
Oh, I got it. Right, so buckle in for this roller coaster ride.
Have you checked your mirrors, Ellie?
I'm currently not looking in the mirror, but I am reflecting on the past. Fuck's sake. So, Ravain was in the town, and there were lots of wanted posters, so I went into hiding in the library bag. If that helicopter comes back, I'm going to mute my mic again. It's coming back. Basically, the demon, the Vashtatar, which enslaved the deal, someone else killed it. Basically, demon remained. We killed it, and then Tenshou became a zombie. Fucking helicopter.
Okay, so we were in the village, and a carriage turned up with someone who looked absolutely identical to Ravain before, like, you know, the bleached hair and stuff. Well, we ended up getting into a confrontation with them, killed the demon. The lackey demons mostly kind of ran away. They said they had the resurrected parents of Ravain in a cage inside the carriage. So afterwards we went in and we checked inside, and there was two potions that they were trying to sell to the villagers. So we checked them, and Ravain tried one. Tenshou, and he's now undead.
Yay!
And the two who were resurrected, not quite individuals anymore, one may have been Ravain's mother and one may have been her grandfather, but as they come back without any cognitive function, it's almost impossible to tell.
Okay, anything else you want to add to that?
No.
Just that I really hope that that nail lactation thing does not come back to bite me. Because every time I've mentioned something like that, it fucking does.
Depends on how thirsty I get.
So, if it was
zombies
obvious...
can't drink milk. Everyone knows that zombies are lactose intolerant.
Yes, but I have gag reflex.
That's
in fairness, he'll just spew up all over you and then start again.
Well, seeing as it's the first
time... He's slowly
going
to turn you into an ice cream.
Yes, I'm,
well,
gonna
I'm sure he's going to have to roll. Surely, because this is the first time we've come across it, Tensha's going to have to roll to see what his reactions are.
Roll for suckling.
Or roll something, yes. Suckle.
Okay, I'm going to roll to see if I can suckle.
No,
is this really happening?
It's all right. It'll all make sense in the edit.
The adventure.
We'll all make sense in the edit. This week, if you weren't aware, it's sponsored by mirrors. When you need to reflect on something, have a mirror. Eventually, these pathetic adverts will begin to annoy everyone and we'll have to find a new thing to do.
This is never going to get old.
Oh no. I mean, the ladders didn't get old. Well, ladders got really annoyed and buckets just kept going last week, so.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
I'm not
going to
be mirroring you all night.
Yes, Graham. Mirrors, well, you need to reflect the light into a dark space. You're travelling along the road in your new shiny cart, which you now
have
acquired.
Actually shiny.
It's quite an extravagant cart.
Ooh.
There's enough room for two cauldrons inside, so it was quite
yes.
a large cart.
That's indulgent.
Basically like a caravan.
Indulgent.
Yeah.
Why do we need two cauldrons?
Wait, well, they're not ever cauldrons.
One was for zombifying people, the other one was basically an acid that destroyed everything.
No, one was for zombifying men and one was for zombifying women.
Yes.
So you're travelling down the road in your new shiny caravan, and you eventually come to a large clearing with a village with a very large temple in the middle of it. As you approach the gates, you notice that all the symbols outside seem to be that of a bear and have been crossed out with big red paint, and a very crude sort of stick figure drawing with wings has been drawn above it. And you notice that some of the runes written have also been crossed out and something written above them very crudely in the same red paint.
Does the stick figure have four legs or two?
It has four legs.
Could the stick figure be
Does
a winged
have
bear?
Wings?
It's a winged pony, yes.
It's changed from a bear to a winged pony.
Yes.
I wonder what could have disrupted the local religion.
It wouldn't be Alvin, would it?
Is it?
He's a good
I think it would be
Is there a perceptible note of whatever you call horse leaving in there?
Dung?
I don't know if they had like a name like manure or something.
Is it dung?
I think it's just
Unguano.
Dung.
Or bluntly just horse shit.
Although in this world they might be known as pony blessings. Who knows?
But I'm sure Alvin's more of a horse than a pony.
I don't know.
That's just a question of size. And how tall is he now?
8 meters.
Then I think he can be called a horse or a pony.
The fact that he is referred to as a mighty sky pony leads me to think we just go with the cultural nomenclature. And Stilgar, if you keep bringing it up, you're going to rumble our undercover operation here, all right? Zip it.
Yeah, I'm not zipping anything.
I'm the police, damn it. I'm the one that's undercover.
Okay, we've come across this village with a temple in the middle of it.
Yes.
Can we see any people in the temple?
You are currently outside the village gates.
Okay.
So it's a walled village.
It's a wooden palisade, and inside the palisade is this sort of stone temple.
Right, can we walk in?
Flying around.
It sounds like someone is being harassed by Alvin the Gigahorse.
Yes, Alvin the Gigahorse is harassing Ellie's character.
Yes, who had to lean out the window of the carriage to shout at it.
Ravain leans out the window of the carriage and shouts,
"Fucking helicopter.
Fucking flying around."
Can I do a perception check? See if I can notice the mood of the area.
The mood of the area?
Yes, which I will do in just a moment.
See.
Okay. Ooh,
you are too busy looking out to try and see if you can spot the mighty sky pony.
Hello, mummy.
The Gigahorse.
Gigahorse, okay. Yes.
How tall is the palisade? Like, is there space
for
guards to walk?
It's 8 foot high.
Are the gates closed or are they open?
Yes, gates are closed.
Okay.
Are the guards on the outside?
There are guards on the outside, yes.
I only know
they
one way.
They see you coming and ask you if you're adventurers.
We occasionally, yes. Not always.
We dabble.
We're not. If adventurers are a problem, then we're not adventurers. We're quite happy to not.
They try and bustle you inside and tell you that they have need of adventurers.
Okay.
That seems more suspicious.
What seems to be the problem?
You get taken inside and taken into the temple. Again, you notice lots of symbols that seem to have the bear crossed out and the very crude sky horse drawn on top of it. As you get to the top, you notice an altar that seems to be covered in dried blood, and there's a priest there who's obviously in high regalia, who immediately is very grateful to see you and tells you that he has need of adventurers because his village is in peril.
In peril, you say?
He nods and tells you that he will do anything it takes to save his village, but it is cursed. He needs help to work out the cause of the curse.
What exactly... How do you know you're cursed? What is the affliction?
There are people turning into zombies all over town.
What?
Can we, put a bag over Densho?
But it's only just happened. He probably isn't visibly dead yet.
How rotten is Densho's flesh?
He's about... one hollowed.
Has there been someone through here recently selling magical cure homes?
He doesn't know what you mean, and he says that you're the first people who have came by in the last 2 weeks.
I have used. Okay.
Hang on. How did we dispose of that? We threw it in the woods, didn't we?
We put holy water into it and then threw it in the woods.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. How long were we travelling for?
A couple of days.
Okay.
And when did this affliction start?
He tells you it's been getting worse in the last few days.
Oh, nuts.
Wait, that doesn't mean it started in the last few days.
There we go, yes. It just got worse. Where do you collect your foodstuffs?
We collect it from the woods nearby.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay.
We will investigate and see if we can find a cause and some way of protecting your villagers from this curse.
He enthusiastically shakes your hand and says thank you.
It's with the bands being crossed out, guy.
He turns to you and looks very confused and says, oh no, that was done generations ago. We've always believed in the great sky pony.
I would like to touch the paint and see if it's still wet.
Subtly. It is still wet, yes.
Next time right. I see Alvin, I am counterspelling that levitate spell I stuck on it.
But
he does seem to have run rampant somewhat.
Why hasn't Alvin just, gone into the stratosphere and onwards?
Because he's mastered the art of controlling his levitate spell.
Mm. He is a powerful being, to say the least.
He is?
Yeah.
He's the Gigahorse.
He is the Gigahorse, yes.
Should we speak or talk to a couple of the afflicted villagers?
Was there any pattern as to where they first outbreak?
It seems just to have gone across the entire village very quickly. They've quarantined and told people not to eat anything they catch in the forest or drink any water. that their supplies were running out.
Well, that is a decent starting point.
Should we investigate, like, their gathering place, for want of a better word?
Town hall?
No, like, the place where, where they're gathering the food and water.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, so can we see some of the afflicted villagers? Could someone show us where you used to gather your food from?
He takes you, points to someone else who takes you out to the edge of the village, tells you that this was the hunter who caught most of our food, and they poke a cage where there is an obvious zombie that is just bare bones and just making gargled noises.
Can I poke it with a stick?
Or a zombie?
I feel like that's important stuff.
I'm going to grab the stick off of you and take it out of the way.
Yep, solidarity and all that.
Poking the stick is an important scientific test.
Yes, but I don't like the way it'll lead later on down the line when you start poking zombies.
Can I point something out?
Yes.
The potions in the cauldron made Graham undead, but they haven't turned him into mindless. Is this absolutely the same thing that's going on?
Could we have a quick arcana check?
What I just was about to ask.
What if it's to do with, like, how much of it you consumed? Because the way it sounds, like, Kensho just had a little drink. Like, what if these people have been, like, regularly consuming it for a period of time? Perhaps the effects would be more pronounced.
Am I a con?
It doesn't seem to be that magical from what you can tell with that roll.
Ooh, who's got nature?
I have nature.
Can we have a nature check?
We can indeed.
Nature, it's definitely something that has either happened to him or that he's ingested that could have caused the problem. It's not a magical means.
Do no. I need to do an arcana check to determine whether this is a dream or an illusion?
It's not a dream or an illusion.
I think we've done that one to death.
The week I don't ask is week is that a dream or an illusion?
Has Tensho tried looking up yet?
Can I ask the hunter if any of, like, his quarry seemed particularly easy to catch? Perhaps slow, almost like a zombie?
You can ask. Will they get an answer or some other thing?
He's sort of almost a zombie, like... Oh, the hunter is a zombie.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to poke him with a stick again.
Can we perhaps ask him if he can do one rag for yes and two rags for no?
You can ask him. And he just seems to sort of continue making burbling noises at you.
Now that I am undead, can I actually speak undead?
No, because they don't seem to have a language. They just seem to make noises.
Don't you bring cats into this.
Do they have any coherent body language?
He doesn't seem to be in control of his own limbs. Like, he doesn't have much dexterous control. He just seems to sort of bounce around as it goes on.
I'm going to speak to the guy that brought us over to the cage with Hunter and says, could you show us where he hunted?
The guy who sort of controls the cage looks at you sheepishly and says, we don't really know where he went. He did all the hunting for the village. All we know is he went out that direction.
Which
and he sort of gestures the way you came.
He's either a really, really good hunter or you have a lot of vegetarians. He's the only hunter.
Well... About 80% of the diet of hunter-gatherer societies comes from gathering. Only 20% is from the hunt. Not that far-fetched.
Is hunting not technically also a form of gathering, though?
No.
I need your hunting carrier.
What are you going to do?
Sorry, I'm an archaeologist.
I'm resisting the urge to think of a zombie solution to this.
Okay, what is your zombie solution to this, Graham?
I will not eat my fellow zombie to figure out what the heck's going on.
You're not an iZombie, Graham.
Ow.
How long ago did he get back to this last time?
He got back a day.
So people have developed zombieism relatively quickly?
That quickly in a day?
Seemed not well when he came back. We had to rush out to help him, and we put him in the medical area, and he began to turn, so we put him in this cage.
Okay, yeah, no, this is following a different path.
It's gotta be different because I'm still cognitive.
And the other stuff was more than a day's walk away.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a couple of days. Okay, that's reassuring.
So, is that out of range?
Could it be the Tensho just drank, like, a shitty, not very potent version?
There's also the distance because travelling by cart's a lot faster than... on the road would be a lot faster than hunting in the woods, so he wouldn't have had time to get out to where we were, I bet.
There wouldn't have been enough time for the potion to go through trophic levels and the animals that he caught. Well, it wouldn't be that instant. Yeah, no, this thing can't be there that instantly.
Did we travel in the direction that the guy in the cart had come from?
No. Well, you didn't see which direction he came from, to be honest, but no, you didn't come. No.
Yeah.
Did point into a general direction of the hunting grounds, though.
True. Okay. I think we might just need to go out. All
right.
Okay, are you going to the forest?
I guess.
Yeah.
Who else got sick? Is it just people that have eaten the things the hunter brought back, or other people as well?
You ask around town and you find that most of the people who were sick had eaten meat, though some of them had drank the water.
Where did they get their water from?
The river that runs into town.
Does the river run through the...
is up river.
The village is down river.
Does it run through the forest?
It runs from where you came in, yes.
Okay.
So it could be that the animals were drinking from the river. And from that term that I can never remember from... But John will remember, probably.
It takes much longer for trophic levels.
It got magnified, yeah. Trophic levels.
Yeah, but that's going to take more than 12 days.
Well, we don't know how long the water's been polluted.
Well, true, but it's not from us...
It could be two completely separate incidents.
Jumping the...
We go river, we have a look.
We'll go see. Shall we go into the woods following the river to start with?
Why not?
Seems like a good plan.
Okay, so what way are you going?
Can we do an arcana check on the river to see if it needs to change that?
Yep. You check the river, and the river does have a very weird, like, wispy tint to it.
If I were to perform some sort of alchemy check, could I take a sample of the water and maybe compare it to the cauldron stuff, which I...
I don't think you didn't keep any of the cauldron stuff.
I didn't keep any, but I did examine it because I took vial out to give to Tensha.
Yeah, but I thought you got rid of the rest of the vial you gave Tensha. Okay, sure, to check.
Yeah, I did, but I'm thinking I'd be able to recognise the components, maybe, or at least the similarity.
Do a check?
Yes.
Oh, maybe not.
You try and do a check, but you're slightly too afraid to get that close to the water, and they don't get enough for a sample.
Okay.
Screw it, I'm undead already. I'll go towards a bucket from last week, and I'll just get a nice big healthy sample and bring it back for you.
A bucket, you say, Graham? That would be a very useful thing.
Do I need to roll for that?
No. So Tensho wades into the water, gets a bucket of water, and waddles back out to you.
Okay.
Is he more zombie from the waist down?
No, he's exactly the same as he was.
He's got, like, really gross zombie legs.
No, he's exactly as he was.
This is not going to end well for me.
So, now that Tensho has provided the sample, can I try and analyse that?
And yes.
Is that another alchemy check?
That is another alchemy check, yes.
Okay.
You find that it is very similar to the cauldron taint that you got rid of before. However, it seems to have mutated and changed slightly.
Okay, there's a very strong chance we may have caused this, though I'm sure no one is really surprised.
No, not really.
Given our track record, it's kind of unsurprising.
Technically, I didn't have any hand in this.
But Bellry actually can wash his hands with this. You probably don't wash them in this, but yeah. Is there any way... potentially reverse engineer an antidote?
Probably not, no.
Okay.
Considering that although you have there, you don't really have access to a fully functioning alchemy lab or a way of working out what kind of acidic or alkaline or anything.
I feel like Ash's library might be able to shed some light via a mirror on the situation.
A mirror, you say?
Well, what you could do as an alchemist is if you had a solution of silver oxide in ammonia, you could create Torn's reagent, which is used for making silver mirrors.
Interesting.
High school science with Bellary.
Surely it'd be like academy science.
Okay.
Yes, sorry. Academy science with Bellary.
I like that.
We learned that back in my maging days. Sorry, days.
That's a maging.
Oh, yeah, fuck you. You punched out one of my two teeth.
Yeah.
Dick.
Oh.
Oh no, Tensho, Bellry, split it up. It's no time for this. You should reflect on your actions. We have confirmed our suspicions regarding the zombification of the village.
Have we done?
I have.
Okay. I am half, well, convinced that it probably has the same root as the stuff that we came across.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately taking responsibility for zombifying the villagers, but probably should.
I think we should head upstream to see if we're going to find a source. Perhaps someone has dumped a barrel or something
or
in the river. Or a cauldron.
Okay.
I was going to suggest a similar plan, but I don't know what we do with it once, if we were to encounter such a thing.
If someone has dumped a barrel, or even indeed a cauldron, then that means it wasn't your guy's fault at least.
Oh, we did dump the cauldron.
Did we not empty the cauldron?
I don't know.
We neutralised the contents of the cauldron with holy water. Yes, holy water in it. That shouldn't, if anything, that should have made it less destructive.
Wasn't the impression I got, which is why I thought we just threw it off the side of the cart.
I got the impression that it had effectively, because it was like when you put bicarbonate of soda and vinegar, the resulting description of what happened with the portals was almost identical.
Did you guys
There was an effect. We're just not entirely certain what that was.
Yes, exactly. There was definitely a reaction. I wasn't sure if it was good, which is why I suggested we just threw it off the cart and continued, free of consequence.
That's poor alchemical technique.
So this is valid? We could follow the Bellry plan, or I propose a new plan where we cut and run.
Both have got their merits, to be fair.
That's pretty much what's done every other time we've wrecked the village.
We could, you could come clean to the village and explain why everybody's turning into zombies.
We could.
Or we could just throw you under the bus and say it was you.
Bellry?
We could. Bellry was ill. You gotta be nice to Bellry, he was ill.
Oh, poor little human.
Snake.
Fancy, clearly, must say you empty.
Okay, I mean, we could
do. Am I a Naga?
I think you're getting there.
You're only a snake man from the neck up.
I don't know the definition of a Naga. Not like snake people.
Yeah.
Are they like snake mermaids?
Kind of.
They're kind of like the ones from Dark Souls.
Naga are snakes with human heads, usually female.
I'm not female.
That's why she said usually.
How do they make more Nagas then if they're all female?
Because they're all female.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so.
There is.
I don't think we should come clean because that's not going to help. We could.
That's exactly right. I approve of that idea.
It's not very moral.
You're right, it's not. We could try to see how far the contagion has spread so we can tell them where it is safe to hunt.
We could.
Try and confront the original source of this, which is Alfonso.
Yeah, we should probably get around him at some point.
Fortunately, yes, we should.
Well, if it ends up like that really shitty movie where Gwyneth Paltrow dies because everybody gets really ill, pandemic?
It's not every Gwyneth Paltrow film.
Quarantine?
It's either pandemic or quarantine. So yeah, maybe we should just burn the village down to stop the spread of zombie disease.
Yeah, sounds like you're talking about Outbreak.
Maybe Outbreak? I don't know, it was a terrible movie.
What's wrong with the monkey?
It was one of them.
It had Morpheus in it as well.
I don't know who those strange magical people are that you're referring to.
No, neither do I.
What I can confirm is that burning a village down is within my repertoire.
We could make little signs that say quarantine.
Right, I'm going to start heading up river to see if I can identify where this is coming from to try and narrow down our options a little better.
Right.
I'm going to just inform Bellry that apparently I am scheduled to marry Alfonso and that's why he reanimated my family members.
Congratulations.
No.
That's not a good thing.
Where are you registered?
I'm not registered because I'm not getting married.
Is it like a traditional church wedding or like...
Oh my God, stop baiting Rubain!
Anyway, I'm heading up river. Does anyone care to join me?
Yeah. I shall follow Tension.
I will follow while asking if there's like a list of wedding gifts.
No, don't worry about it. I shouldn't have mentioned anything.
Yeah, it's going to backfire on you slightly.
I'm sorry.
Are you though?
I think so.
That's probably as close as we're going to get.
I think so, yeah.
Now you're heading upstream, having debated for quite a while about what you're going to do.
Yes.
It's probably night time.
The area around the river is quite squelchy, and you notice that some of the local animals seem quite... Well, let's put it this way, that they're moving a lot slower and moving a lot more mechanical.
Oh dear, zombified all the wildlife.
Okay.
Could you zombify plants? Like if it's water and the plants draw up the water, would you get like a zombie sunflower?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
No.
Not a sunflower.
I don't think zombie grass exists.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, no, you can't do that, Bellry.
I'm not saying I want to do it. I was asking if it was a thing that could happen.
No, absolutely not.
An established gardener, and he will tell you no.
I'm an established gardener. I wish to tell you the answer is no.
No, it's a well-known fact that plants kill zombies.
Is it?
I have heard it.
Are you not thinking of that documentary, Plants v. Zombies, Ellie?
Yeah, documentary.
Documentary that was Plants v. Zombies.
Okay, what else can we see other than mechanical animals?
And the zombie fish.
I'm sure there are zombie fish. Oh, every
I'm going
animal
to end up dragging Bellary in a minute.
Every animal you encounter seems to be moving slower and more mechanical.
Okay.
So, when you say mechanical, are we talking like literally mechanical?
No, like, you know how zombies can have that sort of like shuffling
yeah.
move, but every move is like...
jerky.
It's not fluid, it's very jerky and
okay.
that kind of mechanical sound.
Like a puppet with half its strings.
Yes.
Okay, well this doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't. How far away are we from where we dumped the cauldron? Are we still like 2 days away from it?
Yes, but the stream does seem to look like it comes from much further up ahead of you.
Might still come from there.
What are you going to do?
I'm wondering, in the library, could there be any maps that cover this area? If we could find an alternate source for the villagers to get food and water, then that would potentially prevent it expanding to them anymore. Although that does still leave the problem of further downriver.
Well, when I was in the library bag, Secret Linda did tell me that she was a cartographer. So she's probably got some knowledge of the area.
I love how we're fleshing out Secret Linda.
How did Secret Linda get into this?
Would they not have a map in the village?
We're away from the
village. Hence how sophisticated the village is.
They strike me as one of those villages who put a lot of funds into local religions, like the Sky Pony cult, and less into cartography.
Science.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Secret Linda if she knows the lay of the land.
Roll a d20. Let's see how much Secret Linda knows. Secret Linda does not know the answers. She has not seen daylight in a while, and she thinks she's currently in the middle of the sea.
How secret can Secret Linda be if everyone knows that she's called Linda?
How did we get onto Linda?
There comes a point when the secret part of Secret Linda becomes redundant and outright wrong.
You see, he was a Leslie, but then he decided she wanted to be a Linda, but it took a while before she was willing to come out.
There we go. I mean, it's not a secret anymore, but that's the secret. Or is it?
Secret Linda is now out Linda.
Possibly.
Right. Okay,
only
so...
amongst us, because we're open to that sort of thing. There are places around where it's not quite so open, which point she still pretends to be Leslie.
Interesting. I feel like Ash has got terrible backgrounds to all of these halflings.
Clashes of the world.
Well, you know, season 3, we start expanding the backstories of the halflings.
You see, I think I know why Al's been following us around all the time.
And the dramatic ending to season 2 is a wedding.
Season 3. It probably will. It's going to be gate crashed by Alvin. But this is all the meta narrative.
Alvin perhaps will be the groom.
Right, have we found the source yet?
No, we've got nowhere near finding the source.
Right, I keep walking up said river until I find something that indicates
it's well, that could be several days of caravan travels worth of walking.
I know. Really?
Are we going to take a week walking up river?
Well, Tensho can spend a
week. Tensho can spend a week walking up river.
I was working on it. I was trying to find out the lay of the land from Secret Linda and her map collection. But clearly she doesn't have this area of the world charted.
To be fair, she was from a castle quite a long way away.
That's true.
And she has spent all of the time since then in a bag.
Yeah. This is true. Okay.
Maybe we should let her out.
Did I try?
We tie a rope to someone's leg, Ash casts levitate on them, they float up, they can see over the trees where the river may be coming from.
Yep.
And then, because we're holding onto the rope, we can pull them back down because they are not going to levitate off into orbit with Alvin.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's all fun.
As I am a zombie and the least likely to die from this, seeing as I'm already dead, I hereby volunteer to be the balloon.
Unfortunately, my levitate only works on living people.
Dang it!
Yes, levitate does no longer work on Tensho.
Interesting.
Okay, I will go up. I'm okay with that.
You have levitate cast on you and you begin to rise into the air.
Oh, really? Half orc, that won't work, damn. I was going to be like, what do your elf eyes see?
She's a half orc.
Yeah. Nothing, because she's not an elf.
That's why I was like, oh, that doesn't work because she's a half orc. What do your half orc eyes see?
Okay, how far can I see and can I track the river?
Yes, you can track the river up the hill. It seems to be full of a lot more animals that seem to be sort of mechanically wandering around. And it seems all the way up that you can see, which seems to be at least a couple of miles, it just seems to be like sort of foamy as it is down there. So you see this taint is still in the water that far up.
Okay, can I see any landmarks that suggest it's near where dumped in the cauldrons?
Don't recognise any landmarks that tell you from the way you came, but the land looks similar.
Okay, so it might be.
Can you see the road?
Yes, you can see the road. The road seems to be above, that seems to be the road, and there's a slope down and some trees, and then this other side of the tree is the river.
When you say for me, do you mean like for me like a fast flowing river, or for me like baking soda volcano?
For me as in, you know when you see a river with taint in it and it's got that kind of like...
Like an oil spill type
like
thing.
Sort of slick and foam.
Okay.
Scum.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Scummy. Everybody grab your toothbrush for cleaning penguins.
I thought that would help.
Someone's got a cleaning spell, haven't they?
Yes, someone has got a cleaning spell.
Yes!
Can you clean the river?
Yes!
It cleans rooms, though, not pigeons.
Yeah.
How do you know until you try?
So if we
could... How about it could clean a river?
If you
build a
hut
on top of the river, then the river flows through the room, and we can cleanse it that way.
Yes!
So
that's a brilliant plan.
We have to build a hut.
Well, no, we could build, like, a small raft.
I do have a clean water spell as well.
That also might work.
That's probably a safer bet.
Yeah, because the big massive one might screw me a little, seeing as I'm dead.
I don't know. I actually like the
idea.
Yeah,
let's try cleaning
water. Let's build a small house around the scummy area.
Can I see any other worthwhile landmarks while I'm up there?
You just see the road into the village, which is a very winding road, which has trees between the road and the river, really about it. Nothing else immediate from what you can see. Although, when you look in, you see something larger than the wooden creatures sort of daggering around at the top of by where the road was.
Quite far away.
It's about human or bigger size.
I'm going to tug on the rope to come back down now, please.
Yeah,
down. Yeah, thank you.
The animals at the hint
and
cats stumbling.
They were about deer size, small deer.
I tell the others what I saw, and I suggest that cleansing the river might be a valuable option, if we can.
Thumbs up. Which is to say, I hold up a thumb, not that I actually say the words thumbs up.
I hold up my thumb and then reattach it to my hand.
You're not decaying.
You're falling to bits yet.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist the joke.
Yet.
The yet bit that concerns me.
Everyone decays eventually.
Yep. Sir.
Ask Ravine's parents.
That's a lot too soon.
I'm sorry.
Low blow.
Disapproval.
I mean, they died years ago, but they came back and died again, like, last week.
I didn't
hello,
know
Mammy. Hello, Daddy. What have you been up to? Oh, you've been dead. That's nice.
I'm sorry.
Bellary
is very tired.
That is no excuse. I'm gonna push him over.
So, can we try the clean water spell, please?
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's fine. That's what I was gonna do before someone upset me.
What's the range on the water spell, though? Because, like, if you just do, like, this area here, it's just gonna get re-dirty.
Okay. She cleans the water in front of her, but that patch of water seems to sort of fade back into foam after a couple of seconds.
Yeah, there's too much water, and with the current, I don't think this spell is worthwhile.
So what we need to do is combine the clean water with the everlasting flame and get the flame part out of the everlasting flame, so we end up with everlasting clean water. Then we'll cast it on a rock in the middle of the river.
Ooh.
We could just...
This is like all kind of MacGyver shit going on.
We could just go up to the scummy part and cast it.
Well, doesn't work particularly well on the cauldron, so I'm not convinced it's going to... I mean, it could work better. Because it is diluted, so there's more water to...
What if we did both? Because when you mentioned the water got clean and then got dirty again, it reminded me of when we were in the sewer and the same thing happened with the clean room spell, so it can clean water. So if we build, like, a tent around the scummy area and we cast both spells for, like, I don't know, a few hours, eventually.
That seems a bit long-winded, though, doesn't it?
Or could we just go and find the big-ass thing that's walking around and kill it?
No, we're doing something about destroying yet more people's lives first.
Animal rights, Graham. Animal rights.
I am going to find a tree where there's a branch leaning out over the water and pick up some sort of like tarp or bedroll or something hanging over it. Create it so there's a little space in the inside so it can be can put clean room on it. That and then like the end sitting in the river so it helps to clean it.
Okay.
Me and Ravine are going to be sitting there for like a day, just endlessly casting fucking clean room and clean
that
water.
That is why I set up the thing that you can cast it on instead of having to cast it on the water.
Yeah.
Although I'll need to keep casting.
Could I conjure enough tumbleweeds to dam the river?
Tumbleweeds aren't that water absorbent.
That's why it would take a lot of tumbleweeds.
Can you, Bellary, and your please, 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 please cast Ingram on the fabric shell that I just set up.
Okay, I will do that before Dragon punches me and I lose another tooth.
You don't have many left to lose.
Exactly.
Cast clean room on it. Not much seems to happen.
Thank you for trying.
Is it possible to use Arcana to mess around with a couple of spell formula and combine clean water with everlasting bits from the everlasting flame and create a new spell out of it?
It would be asking a lot.
I think you might have to call in the help of the halflings and...
Well, what else are they going
to
do?
Might be the moment to roll a 20.
No.
No.
It was a damn good idea.
So,
very good idea.
At the source of the corruption.
No, you're still at the bottom of the river, but halfway between the top of the river and the village.
I can't really do much to help because I'm just somebody that hits things.
Well, if we have to retrieve anything from the river, you've got your breathing underwater and yours already undead, so we'll send you in.
Yeah, I'll just have to
pull any cauldrons out.
Plug up a few holes and we'll be fine.
We didn't throw the cauldrons in the river.
It could have.
I know, but we didn't put them in the river. We put them in the woods, and it wasn't particularly close to a water source. So, yeah.
Sorry for trying to make Ensho feel useful.
It's not that. It's that we're freaking out. There's going to be a really obvious thing we can do to help that we have not thought of.
Probably.
The thing that you saw walking around, that may have picked up the cauldron and taken it to the water to make a stew, and then...
That is true.
We need to continue up the river.
Yes, we'll carry on quickly as possible.
I imagine it's going to
fall. Rufane, you're an alchemist type. What was the effect of heating this bit?
Of heating the water?
Would it be able to purify it?
Well, the cauldron was bubbling, so I assume it had some sort of inbuilt mechanism. I'm struggling to tell what this is, and I occasionally see a little skull float past, so I suspect it might be flammable. I don't know.
To be honest, burning it might purify it.
It would take a lot of, heat or fire to burn or heat an entire river, though.
If only someone had fire bombs.
I'm thinking of a lasting flame on the riverbed.
But then people won't be able to retrieve water from the river because they'll get
But it makes the things that touch it go hot. It wouldn't actually make the riverbed hot, but it makes the water flowing past it hot, because we've had that problem before.
So then the river would just eventually evaporate and then everyone would have no water.
Probably wouldn't heat it up enough because it's still flowing past. The problem before was it was gathering in a lake.
It wouldn't, because the water isn't flowing in a loop. There'd still be a water source.
There'd be fresh water coming in all the time. It's just that it would get hopefully purified as it went past.
It's what they say at this point, that some people say that geopolitics is hard, but as we've shown here, it's actually quite simple and a straightforward process.
Has anybody considered building a wall, speaking of geopolitics?
I was thinking, if we get to the source, we can build a wall, wall it off, purify that small section of water without a current, and then address what else needs to occur.
We could build a wall so that undesirable water doesn't get into our domestic water.
Yeah, but I'm not sure the water's got enough to pay for it.
We'll just pay the other side, have the other side pay for it.
Just keep going upstream.
Yeah, let's just keep moving just now.
Because walls never really work.
You all continue upstream. Eventually, after passing several zombified, dead-looking deer, you come across the figure that you saw before. It's definitely a humanoid, and it definitely sort of shambling around like a zombie. It's kind of in the same state the hunter was.
Right. Can we call it and see if it responds to, being called?
You shout over to it, and it looks at you and begins to lurch towards you.
Okay.
With its arms outstretched towards you.
Kind of traditional zombie style.
Yes, only slightly more sort of lurching rather than running.
Lurching, okay.
Wasn't the Frankenstein butler from Adam's family called Lurch?
Right. I guess it's not looking very friendly then.
No, it's sort of salivating at the mouth and foaming quite badly and it's charging towards you.
Right, okay. Well, I think it's time to get out the Solax.
Okay. If it's a zombie, will a Solax do anything?
I mean,
maybe we should just try and cut its head off.
Yeah,
Solax is still in there.
I'm going to walk up to it with my shield ready and say hello and see what happens.
Don't think it wants to talk, attention.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
There is only one way to find out. You better do it quick because I'm about to hit it with an axe.
Do you want me to roll for that?
Yes. So you walk up to it and say hello. It turns to you, frothing, grabs you, and then sort of pours drool over you, and then sort of stops, looks sort of quizzically at you, and then releases you and moves back towards, moving towards Stilgar.
Okay, well, I'm going to get out my solar axe and swipe at said unfriendly zombie man and see if we can cut his head off.
Swipe and no swiping.
Okay. You swipe, and despite the fact that he doesn't move very quickly, he does manage to dodge.
Attention, attention. Still got no swiping, that's it.
Still got what?
Don't worry.
Just ignore
them,
you're fine.
It's not a good idea to punch a zombie because a lot of people get injuries from punching things, like tooth marks on the fists. And I don't want to get tooth marks on my fist for a zombie because that's kind of like a bite.
Agreed.
Can I throw a rock at it?
Yes. Continue killing things by throwing rocks at them, Bellary.
Usually I hit them with a rock, but...
Yes, you manage to hit this creature in the face with a rock, knocking a couple of its teeth out. It falls to the ground a little, then turns back to you and goes...
You've got a replacement for your lost tooth!
The foam is properly coming out of its mouth and it lurches back to its feet.
Ew. I hiss at it in response to its, like, zombie growl.
Okay, I'm going to take my dwarven axe and I'm going to attack it. Yeah, I hit.
Yep, it doesn't see you coming, and you decapitate it with ease. Body slumps to the floor. The head still continues to hiss.
You have to destroy the brain, Tinsho.
Oh, you can pick it up by the hair and, I don't know, do something with it.
We did have a conversation last week about what abilities I may gain while being a zombie, and the one we did talk about is, would I gain the knowledge of the creature that I had eaten?
I mean...
Well, here's your chance to find out, Grim.
But tell us so we can look away while they do it.
Do they want to eat the decayed brains of this creature?
Given my track record, no.
At least fry it up or something. At least cook it. Don't eat it raw.
Right, can we search his body for loot before we do this?
Yes. It had some ragged clothing and a small dagger.
Is there anything to suggest... previous livelihood.
You'd guess from the clothing that he's a sort of poorer hunter.
Probably similar to the villagers, really.
Can we track where it came from?
Yes. Oh, if one of you got tracking, yes.
I don't have tracking.
I've got a feeling I might
tracking.
Have.
I have tracking.
Yeah, I think Stilgar has.
I have two in it.
Don't do a bad roll.
Hopefully Bellary's got it.
Yes, you follow the shambling footprints and it leads you upstream to a piece of road that you sort of notice the road, you recognise the trees that you saw and you see a very large lake area where one of the cauldrons is lying on its side in the water, half full of fluid, and the other one is boiling above a stove.
Sweet free cauldron.
Okay, can we see any people?
You see another two shambling corpses.
So someone's been making something, cooking something.
And
it's called.
You see light coming from a small alcove that seems to be a sort of tunnel under the road.
Does the bubbling cauldron...
Can you investigate that? Can I do a perception? Go a little closer to the entrance of the cave thing.
Are you doing anything about the two shambling corpses first?
We should probably kill them, shouldn't we?
We should, yes.
Yeah.
Throw a rock at it.
Although it seems curious that they're, like, civilised.
I don't know if it's civilized, they're just sort of around here.
Can I conjure a lot of feather pillars where the lake area turns into the river to try and keep the water in there?
Try and keep the water where, sorry?
So one of the cauldrons was in a slightly more lakey-like river. Can I conjure a lot of feather pillars where that goes into the actual river itself, try and keep the water from there in the lakey area?
Yes, okay.
I thought you were like, can I conjure a bunch of pillows to hit the zombies with?
You fruit.
It's a zombie, I need to just have a pillow fight with him. Flicks hair, walks in, bouncing towards Baywatch style.
In your Snoopy pyjamas.
And with that, Penis RPG shuts down.
What if you conjured pillows onto the heads of the zombies so they were, like, basically eating the feathers?
Conjure them into their mouths. Conjure tiny pillows into their mouths.
Well, we established last week that the pillows have pillowcases.
I'm going to take my axe, I'm going to decapitate them both off.
A little bit rude, but sure.
Graham swings his axe, decapitates the first one. Again, the head comes cleanly off and it lands going...
We were just discussing strategy, Graham, and you just went in like a madman.
He wants,
We're wasting the first half hour of this doing that.
I'm happy to let my Twitter go deal with the zombies. I'm just kind of blocked through for a bit.
Are you wanting to do the same with the other zombie groom?
Screw it.
You want to screw it?
Yes, again, you decapitate and leave the chewing head on the beach as the body collapses downwards.
What happens if Tenshirachi gets bit?
Nothing.
Does he become, like, double zombie?
Nope.
If that's the case, then she'll just, like...
Who's ever heard of a double zombie Bellary?
Well, Wolfenstein. If that's the case, she will not just send Tenshu into the cave and we'll just, like, chill.
Fine.
No, because we might need to actually do shit.
Does the bubbling pot on the fire perhaps contain a venison stew or something similar?
You look at the pot, it smells of vegetables and some sort of meat. When you poke the meat in the thing, it seems very, let's just say, faded.
Are there any marks on the side of the cauldron?
You recognise the cauldrons as the cauldrons you threw out of the caravan earlier.
So, the meat's either, like, zombie meat or overcooked. And I'm wondering, though, like, so is it that the meat is zombie meat or is it not zombie meat? And then the cauldron was corrupted, like, contaminated, rather. And so it became, like, zombie stew.
Well, whatever it was to start with, it's zombie meat, yeah.
So what's in these cauldrons? Is that the source of all this sort of corruption?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, can we get this area cleaned, watered, and then we can go and see what's in the cave?
Mm-hmm. Okay, how are you going to do that?
Well, we've got someone who's got a clean water spell.
Okay, so are you just cleaning water, like just casting on the whole lake?
I guess so.
Yeah, like this sort of area, and then eventually it'll just keep washing downstream and clean it out.
Yeah, I guess clean water and, like, channeling it until...
And can we send the cauldron up? It's not pouring into the lake anymore.
Yeah, that's... Once you get rid of the zombie juice, it'll eventually just wash away itself.
Okay. You drag the cauldron that's sort of half in the water out of the water and tip the rest of the contents out. And what are you doing with the one that's full of half-dead stew?
I think the clean room spell would work on it.
Cauldrons count as a room.
Well, they're a container. Well,
we can always take the cauldron inside the cave, which probably would count.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I imagine the clean room spell would get rid of rotten food from the corners of the room.
Yeah, I suppose. I will carry the cauldron around for now.
But we can do that after we sort out what's in the cave.
That is a better idea.
Yeah, with the cauldron out of the water, I'll try and clean the lake.
Okay.
Oh, gee.
It seems quite a large lake, so you do struggle.
But... Over time, does it slowly purify?
Over time, yes. It takes a long time to do it.
Okay.
Does
I'll be
anyone
in the meantime
have a really big Brita filler? Or charcoal, actually, charcoal purifies water, now that I think about it.
How about we go and find out what's in the cave, and then when we come back out, if we're needing to do more with the water, set a fire, or we can set a charcoal, build a charcoal stack, then make some charcoal while the rest of us are organising that, we can still water spell going on. How does that sound?
Like a plan. Too scary.
Yeah. So, into the cave, carefully.
With Tenshu at the front, because he's already in dead.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Is he a zombie mind detector?
Zombie mind detector.
Zombie, like, mind canary, more like it, I guess.
Not unless I get a rather large raise.
We're not really employed by anyone, so I don't know if you can get a raise.
Unfortunately, you're the only member of the party I can't raise.
Oh, crap. I'm permanently dead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going to make that joke, but...
I meant with levitate, but yeah, that was the truth.
Anyway, I'm heading into the cave. While my colleagues mock my disability.
Okay.
Right, all I'm saying is this is fucking karma for all the times you made fun of me.
Like when?
I'm not even going to dignify that.
So, what can you see in the cave?
You walk into the cave.
How dark and spooky is the cave?
The cave is relatively light, got torches all the way along. You get to the back of the cave and you find a small bearded dwarf who is a lot thinner than most dwarves you meet, and he is reading from a tome.
Okay.
Hi!
Hello. Ash, it's your time to shine.
He turns round and looks at you and tells you the food is outside. You need to leave him alone.
Yeah, about that, whoever it was that you had sorting food for you, the food had a fatal curse on it, so you might want to not eat any of it.
Stew's gone bad.
He turns to look at you and looks quite startled and asks who you are.
I am the famous Bellary, bad cop, sexual explorer. First
he, his eyes get wide dragon explorer.
Wide in terror or wide in excitement?
I think it's terror.
I wink at him.
Seems even more at ease for you.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So what we want. Like off bound, off kilter.
Yeah, let's go with that.
He finally seems to come down enough to talk to you, and he says that his name is Winston, and he is a mage for hire who has been hired to find a cure for the tainted water.
Really? Did you not think to just pull it out of the river?
He says that the cauldrons were full of something, and it's the something that's tainted the water.
Could just dump a bunch of charcoal in the river. I didn't think to do that.
So,
Winston.
Yet he's hoping to make a stew from one of these tainted cauldrons.
He says that wasn't him, that was one of his followers who just wanted to be able to do something because he felt he couldn't do anything else, so he decided to make a stew.
A stew takes a long time to make, and you weren't like, mate. Don't use the gross corrupted cauldron to make your stew.
He looks at you quite alarmed and basically asks you, did he use the corrupt cauldron to make the stew?
Pretty much.
Yes.
He face palms and sits down on the floor and rocks back and forth and talks under his breath about how much they're idiots.
Looks really under seasoned as well.
Unfortunately, they are now deceased idiots.
Well. Undead.
Double.
He asks if it looked quick.
Not really.
I mean, we've got one of
I'm
the heads
sure
over
it
here.
Could. There are worse deaths. Certainly worse deaths.
Technically, the heads seem still alive.
I don't know where they are. Probably fine.
He seems very saddened by this, and he goes back to reading his book. It tells you to leave.
Were you making any progress?
He says that whatever was in the cauldrons before, he can't seem to work it out, but it seems it was tainted. Whatever the original spell was meant to be, it seems to have had some element added to it that caused it to fizz and bubble. And we're not really sure what the adverse after effects are.
Ah, crap. It's because we conjoined both of them before tossing it.
No, we didn't. We put holy water in it. That's what made it fizz.
Is that possibly the thing that's tainted the potion?
Well, I'm not sure it's tainted a potion to turn people into zombies.
What if it wasn't holy water? It was just mislabeled. What if it was like unholy water?
I'm going to ask him what the taint seems to be turning people into undead, zombie-like creatures. That seems to be its effect.
Concurs with you and says that this is usually the case, but all previous turn undead spells he has come across of this nature don't seem to cause the person to decay and rot so quickly. It seems something's taken the immortality out of the spell.
That would be the holy water.
Is it entirely possible going back to Ben's reference, is it male breast milk?
He looks at you alarmed and says, is it possible for men to lactate, sir?
According Actually, to our snake man.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, enough. If someone had tried to neutralise this potion without knowing what it is, could that have added something which removed the undead portion, the immortality aspect of it?
Well, it must have done something because the undead seemed to go, instead of the usual turn undead potion that he has come across before, this one seems to be very quick onset and cause effectively flesh to rot and the subject to die within several weeks rather than effectively just their heart stop.
I suspect that what may have happened is the possibility of something like holy water being added.
He turns to his book and flicks through thoroughly and says, well, I don't know what the effects of holy water on turn undead cauldrons would be. I can't imagine why any idiot would put holy water into a turn undead spell.
Maybe they didn't want people to be turned undead.
Well, yes, but surely they know that the turn undead spell, they must have really pathetic alchemy, because the turn undead spell is effectively just an alkaline. All you do is change it to an acid, whereas holy water itself is just going to just fuck with it.
Well, if someone didn't know that, then it's a very easy mistake to make, especially as religion is so strong in this region.
Looks over and says, quite well, if I found out who it was and if it was a mage, I'll have them struck out of the mage guild.
Revenge is
fair
kind
enough.
Of twiddles the thumbs and...
Is there any way of reversing the effect of changing, of neutralising the potion?
He says, well, he's not really sure how it's managed to get such a strong grasp on the fauna outside.
No.
The turn undead spell itself is not reversible.
Right.
It's typically used for creating a race of undead warriors who, you know, lose any element of fear. Though they can be destroyed easily by fire.
Ah, shit.
Would fire perhaps destroy the taint in the water then?
He ponders this for a couple of minutes and flicks through his notes before saying to you that he's really not sure how best to deal with this and he still needs to research a lot more.
Has to be worth a shot, surely.
If you've got, like, a bunch of different gods and a bunch of different pantheons and all that, would you not have a bunch of different kinds of holy water?
Yes. Are you planning on blessing some?
No, I'm just being like, would the type of holy water make a difference?
He looks at you quizzically and then says, well, of course each religion does bless differently, but the typical magical effect on most is usually quite similar.
Unless it's some weird kooky religion with hallucinogenic berries and bushes and things.
All based on nature.
I'm pretty sure the holy water that we make is actually just like wine, a strong hallucinogenic
ask the lady
wine.
For help.
I shall pray to the lady for help.
Is this the time where you get naked?
That's a nature check.
Okay. Pray to the lady for help, then.
You pray to the lady for help.
Yeah. You look to the sky and you call out, and as you do that, a small rock falls from the ceiling and lands on your head. It leaves a large lump on the top of your head, and you hand it to Tensho and say, does this look like one of yours? Tensho takes this off you and goes, it's a rock. But it's a living rock, keeps it.
Wait, so someone else gets a shit roll like it, a rock now?
Wait, it's a living rock?
That's pretty cool. I'd be really happy with a living rock, Tensho. Consider yourself lucky.
That means I can now levitate Tensho, because I levitate his living rock and it carries him with it.
Yes!
Shall I just put the living rock so it's inside me at all times?
No!
Don't eat the living rock, also.
Why
it's still
would you
a rock.
Do that?
It's still a rock.
No,
you put it
on a necklace around your neck instead.
Okay, apparently I'm putting this living rock on a necklace around my head.
Well, it's
just
much
it
better idea than eating it.
Should you not put it on a leash?
Anyway, can we do a perception? I think I don't really have a huge number of useful things I can do. I can do a nature roll. I don't know. Could the rock perhaps gain part of the answer from the lady?
Let's have a nature and magic check, please.
Okay, I shall do a nature roll.
You check the rock. The rock seems to be more of a sort of pumice in variety. Mm-hmm. So it could float in water. As far as Arcana check goes, you can't really tell much about it. It just seems to be a rock.
It is alive. What kind of noise? Does the rock have like a call? Does it make a rock noise?
No, it's just a rock.
Rocks don't make noises, Ben.
But it's alive. It's not a live rock. How do I know it's alive?
Tensho told you it's alive.
Oh, Tensho said it's alive.
I think it's closer to that. Than it is to a golem.
Do you mind if we bring that cauldron of dewy stuff in here quickly so our colleague can use his clean room spell on it to purify it?
I thought you had purified the cauldron for the stew.
No,
because the stew isn't a room. A cauldron isn't a room.
No, because Belriv didn't think it would work.
Yeah.
Want to bring it into the cave to do it in the cave because the cave was closer to a room.
You drag the cauldron full of goop into the cave.
Being very careful not to spill any.
Winston looks on quite confused and asks you what you're doing with that.
Magic.
No.
Oh, I can't believe that. That's what I said.
Is there anything up your sleeve, Ben?
I don't have sleeves. I've torn them off. One sec, I pull my sleeve out of my pack and have a look in it. As you can see, there's nothing in my sleeve.
Bellray, the man with the removable wizard sleeve.
Not even an arm.
Oh, God.
You manage to clean the whole cave, and just as you start casting it, Winston grabs his books and says, what are you doing? What are you doing? No, stop. You clean the whole room, everything is removed, all his research is wiped away, and the whole boards are cleaned.
Oh, fuck.
Wait,
we should have done this outside.
I have to ask this. I am undead. Does the clean room spell clean me out of existence?
No, it just makes you slightly more decayed.
Thanks.
Oh, please do these things outside.
I have actually asked for permission to do this before we did it.
It's a clean room spell. It only works.
So if you haven't given us permission, then you shouldn't have done it.
So Winston is now jumping up and down saying, my research, you wiped all my research. What the fuck have you done, you fools?
A good wizard.
Winston's got a bit of a potty mouth, hasn't he?
A good wizard should
you
have it all in
like
his head.
2 weeks of research.
Well, you should remember, I guess. You're not a very good wizard then.
Meanwhile, I'm outside channeling my clean water spell in the lake and I hear shouting like, good work, guys. Keep it up.
Oh dear.
Yeah. I come out and sit down next to Winter Wisp and just sit there and go, they've done it again.
fair, it's never actually clinging to the writing out of books before.
No, it hasn't. That's,
no, the books were fine, but the ones on the like his blackboard and stuff has all been cleaned, which I'd always research on it. Well, not
did
blackboard,
he back
like a large slate that he was writing on.
To be fair,
the
it's
only
his own
thing
fault.
He mentioned in there was book. Rather than any other writer.
To be fair, it's not his own fault for using at least three different types of storage media.
Well, to be fair, it's his own fault because I asked him for permission to do it.
Yeah.
Do always back up your work.
Do you not have like a cloud file version of it?
I don't really think cloud files exist for writing on slate, but.
Clouds exist.
As the spell cleansed and neutralized the cauldron.
Cauldron is now full of water. Clear water.
Safe water?
I would say that's a yes.
Can we have an alchemy check on it? Just to make sure that it's safe and not that think it looks safe and it's actually going to have some other horrific effect.
The easiest way to try this is I scoop up a handful of water and drink it.
Could you also catch a rabbit?
Remember the last time someone did that, they became a zombie.
It's too late. Right.
Is the male cauldron or the female cauldron?
The result is
cauldron of water. And
John is completely fine.
Cauldrons have
okay.
Games.
No, but there was two different potions. Okay, John's fine. That works. Now we just need to work out how to band that. But it works. That is good to know.
I was going to ask, is there any way that one of the alchemists could make a clean room potion? But then that would just be like Mr. Shine, wouldn't it?
How about we ask Winston if he knows of any way that the clean room spell Bellry just used can be expanded or altered to cleanse the lake that the polluted water is moving from?
Well...
Is he going to want to help us after we've just ruined all his life's work?
He's not exactly happy with you. He tells you, why don't you take your clean room spell? Go and clean a different room away from him somewhere. He will find the cure for this thing without you.
Fuck you, Winston. We've been more in 15 minutes than you have in however fucking long you've been here. Cunt.
We've actually managed to cleanse some of it. So I would, you know, just maybe being helpful.
He grumbles a lot. He puts his hand under. You just need to use some of. And he looks frightened and then ducks his head under the table and starts squeaking.
Okay.
Is he be good to know?
Going to look around.
He jumps up and looks around frantically and then looks straight at you and says, your fucking spell has just removed all my reagents. I have nothing. I can't do anything. It cleaned my entire supply.
Okay. Can I?
Well, maybe you should have kept it a bit tidier, Winston.
Can I give him...
No, that's not how it works.
Can I give him a bag of gold and say, I'm very sorry for your reagents here, buy some more.
He tells you he doesn't care about your gold, he just wants you to leave. Please, leave him alone. Stop ruining his research.
I'll tell you what, I'll put the bag of gold next to him on the floor and walk out.
Winston's a bit of a wanker, isn't he?
Not really, I think he's pissed off.
Yeah.
But at the same time, why did the spell affect his reagents? Because
the clean room spell removes corpses. Remember this. So it will remove anything that's not meant to be there.
Clearly it was very untidy.
Yeah, that's. I think he just mustn't have had his reagents put away very neatly.
Is my living rock still with me?
Yes, it is.
Yes, because you put it in your pocket and it is still in your pocket where it is meant to be.
It doesn't clean away living things.
The living rock, it's not going to be cleared.
Clearly.
What would you feed a living rock?
Gravel.
Lichen.
That's like actual cannibalism potential.
Let's be fair, it's the first living rock we've come across. Come on.
That is not true.
No.
You had sex with a living rock.
Okay.
So have we left?
I'm going to send everyone else out of the cave. And ask Winston before I leave.
Yes.
I hope that you can dock your reagents. Any information that you could give us to help with this would be really, really grateful for.
He starts sort of walking past you and says he has to return to the village to fetch more reagents. He'll be gone a couple of days. Do not make this worse. Starts walking down towards the village, holding what remains of his three books in his arms.
Well, can you at least warn us what would make it worse?
He just turns round and says, just stop touching my things, carries on to the village.
I still think that Bellary should try the clean room spell on the lake.
Well, we're going to clean the water in there all the time, so
I'll try it on the lake, but I'm not convinced.
Vane has been using clean water on the lake. Well, we've been talking to Winston, so hopefully she's made some progress.
Hopefully, it's now purified.
So, we return outside. What do we find?
Ben doing something.
No,
you return
not
outside to find that the water keeps being purified and then changing back, then purified and changing back.
I don't know. I can assume there's some sort of corruption at the bottom of this lake.
Oh, it might be. The art might be coming from further upstream.
Maybe.
Can we see where the water is flowing into the lake?
The water seems to be in the lake itself, but it seems to be coming from what must be an underwater stream.
If only we had someone who wouldn't be affected by the undead corruption water. Could breathe underwater at the same time.
Didn't you listen? He might be, because it's different from how the potion was originally, in that it makes the undead decay much faster. There's a potential for going in this water to actually kill Tensho again.
Double death!
Wow, double zombie.
Not just kill him, but like erase him, because he revivable.
Could we dunk one of the zombie heads in that is apparently still alive, if it's still alive still, and see if something happens to that?
You could, yes.
Just gonna tie straight a rope to one of them and kind of kick it into the river, I guess. Leave it there for a bit and then pull it out.
So you kick it into the river and it begins to fizzle and burn and eventually melt.
Perfect. So that would be a no then.
Yeah, that seems less than ideal.
So it melts undead, and what, would it melt a normal living person as well?
Only one way to find out.
Okay, I'll put my hand in.
Okay, you put your fingers in and you feel them fizzling straight away.
Okay, I'll pull them out. What's the damage?
You're okay, but your hands are... You know the hand that was very cold for a long time? It's now twitching slightly, and it feels like your hand's not damaged, but it's not as responsive as it once was.
You'll never be able to play the lute again.
It's not my... I wouldn't use my lute hand.
It takes two hands to play a lute.
It takes one hand and something to run back and forth across the strings. I mean, you can use a face for that.
Yeah.
He's going to fret with his good hand and use his face to strum. Do you fret a lute? Do lutes sound fret?
What should you pluck them?
Yeah, you fret on one hand and you pluck the strings on the other hand. It's not quite like a guitar.
Anyway, either way, it's not very good to get into that water. So, what next?
A lute can be fretted or unfretted.
Mm-hmm. Are we in a mirror universe?
No. Although this week is sponsored by mirrors.
Something here that we're missing.
Common sense.
That is impossible for us. I think that should just be taken as a given. Right.
Well,
anything helpful?
Stilgar.
Yes.
Did the water feel oily?
Not particularly oily, no.
Or greasy?
It felt quite hot.
Or soapy? Did it feel soapy?
No, it didn't feel soapy, no.
Okay, then it's not alkali, which means it's metal, acid rather, which means, does anyone have any sodium hydroxide?
You know what, I left it in my other robe.
Thing is that...
I should have something in my reagent pouch.
Does anyone have any drain cleaner?
Wait, no. That means that the holy water turned the potion acidic.
No, if it was...
When usually it's alkaline, acid is how you destroy it.
Well, that's why I asked it if it was soapy, because alkalis feel soapy to the touch, but acids don't.
But are we living in an age where we know what soap is, Bellary?
I think we know what soap is because it's incredibly common.
I think we know what soap is.
Okay, right.
Limestone would work as well. I don't know, I was just thinking what would be corrosive to both the undead and the not undead. So if it's a strong acid, is Stilgar's saying it's not soapy reliable before
I don't know, Bellary.
Well, what are you trying to say?
Whether it's soapy or not, it's not really going to help you much.
No, it's not.
Are you doubting my ability to know whether it's soapy or not?
So we can't use the usual acid alkali neutralizing on it.
Look at the stain.
How big is this pool?
Pool is about, let's say, 10 metres in diameter.
We could sort of build a big roof over it.
Could build a big roof over it, yeah.
That would make it room.
Are we going to start a construction project?
Well,
it's a plan, and at the moment we haven't got a plan.
Good plan. It's also something that we can do, hopefully, without pissing off Winston.
Because it would also include the source at the bottom of the lake that is the clean water isn't doing, because it's not necessarily water that the clean room spell should do with.
Tensho won our tent building competition, so I think if anyone's going to be in charge of building a room, it should be him.
I forgot about that.
Oh, God.
To be fair, it was a 2 again, a 3 last night, but he still won.
Oh, God.
So what are you doing?
Not a clue.
Yeah, pretty much.
Give us a hint, please.
I know, we had a plan. Demon, we said we had a plan, and yes. Then it was a suggestion that if we're doing that, then hopefully we're not making things worse before Winston comes back with the reagent that he believes will cure this.
We are going to have a house building montage.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Complete.
It's got that. You're the best.
Yeah, it has to be resplendent with 80s montage music.
Okay, so an 80s montage occurs, and over the course of the next 2 days, you build an entire house around the water, creating one large hall.
I would like to hope that Winston rocks up just before we do cast any spells, and he's slightly baffled why there's suddenly a house over his leg.
Perception check.
Oh. And while we're doing that, can we also make some charcoal and fill the pillowcase with charcoal so that the stream that's running out of the lake goes through the charcoal before it goes?
Yes, you can.
Just once all of this is completed, I am going to do a perception check before we cast anything. Try to see if there's anything we have missed out, i.e. what's our next stupid mistake.
Okay.
Nope. I know nothing.
As far as you can tell, this is the best plan you've come up with yet.
Look up, there's a giant, like, spider monster in the roof of the house you've just built.
No.
Don't even suggest it.
Okay.
Great, I'm doing a dungeoneering check to see if there's anything from our dungeoneering experience that will help us out.
It's not a dungeon.
One, is not a dungeon. Two, there's nothing really to find. Three, it's lots of water. And four, no.
Oh. Here's the perfect solution.
Yes.
Ghost vision.
Oh, God.
Yes.
You do ghost vision and you see sitting around the cauldron there are three ghosts passing around a book, occasionally throwing things into the water.
What are they throwing into the water?
Hello, ghosts.
Missing reagents.
They are throwing reagents into the water, yes.
Can you please stop doing that, ghosts?
They turn to look at you and ask, why?
Because you're poisoning the water.
They tell you they want to make more ghosts like them.
So,
Belly, you know what to do.
Sorry.
Make it exorcism.
No. Ghosts are poisoning the not ghost river with ghost reagents.
Yes. Oh,
why are they doing
it? Why have we not asked for the wizard that haunts you? Asked him for ideas.
Oh yeah.
Why did that take us hours to think of?
Why are these ghosts throwing rain in the water?
Because they're spiteful.
They want more ghosts.
Yeah. They want more ghosts like that.
Ellie has to tell us if she did anyone to hear the ghosts.
Can you tell the ghosts not to be such wankers at least?
Well, if they want more ghosts, they want to tag along with us. We seem very good at making them.
Right.
Oh god, no.
I don't want to be haunted
what? Yeah.
by one ghost.
No, that's a good idea. Like, we've already got like a ghost B&B going on in Ravine.
I don't want to be a vessel of ghosts. Can you please stop doing that?
They grumble and stand up and ask you what you think your problem is.
My problem is that, well, you know what? I wasn't even that fast. I wanted to cut loose and just go somewhere else. You should ask them. And I point to the rest of the party. They can't see you or hear you, but if it stops you throwing stuff in the river, you should ask them.
One of them looks at you and says, but that's the one who killed us, points at Graham.
What?
Actually, you were already dead.
No, we were still alive.
No.
When did he kill you?
Well, he just killed and then threw our head into the water.
Where?
He looks at you as if you don't really understand. For your building montage.
The two zombies that I decapitated.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Well, you know what? I found a way for ghosts to be really happy is to haunt people, and I point to my ghost wizard who's next to me. You see, he ruins my day all the time. And really, you should do that to Tensho. That way, you don't need to kill anyone else, and you're spiting him. And I shrug.
Oh, God.
That is brilliant.
The three of them look and sort of discuss with each other and then decide that you have a great idea and they're going to possess Tensho.
Can I high five?
Haunt not possess.
No, we did. I did say haunt.
And I said, no, we're going to possess him and make him walk into the water.
But
he still has a soul.
Yes, yeah. But he will melt and then we'll get revenge. We are fickle creatures.
Clearly.
He may not. I'm saying this to the party, not to the ghost.
You're saying it to the party, not the ghost.
They want to possess him. I don't know where they got that idea from. I mean,
we did hear you suggesting it to the girl.
No, you didn't, Barry. I said,
I am starting to get a developing theme where Winter Wisp basically doesn't like Tensho in the slightest.
I like Tensho. But I did get tortured by a ghost because Tensho wasn't around to be tortured, and it really freaking hurt.
Could we kill the living rock so that there'll be a ghost rock and have Ravain beat the ghosts to ghost death with the ghost rock?
What if, as they go to possess Tensho, we quickly swap him with the living rock and they all get sucked to the living rock and they haunt that instead of him?
You can try.
I don't want to be the one to roll this, but I guess I have to since no one else can see them.
My fate in your hands. Oh dear. Oh, I'm doomed.
If I were
switcheroo
to add...
ghost thing. Really?
If I were to add my intelligence to it, that's
so,
what I'd be using.
You grab the living rock off Tencho's neck and you throw it towards the ghost.
Like a ghost trap in Ghostbusters.
Like a ghost trap. Magic happens and the ghosts are all sucked inside this rock and it lands in the water and sinks. What are you going to do now?
Well, that
triumphantly shout
ghosts.
Who you're going to call.
So, here's an update on the ghost possession thing. Didn't go as planned, but the ghosts have gone into the rock and they're now at the bottom of the lake river thingy.
You didn't ask me for permission to use my rock like that.
I'm sorry, Tensho. I wanna say it was the lesser of two evils.
I just wanna say that despite the wanton role, the lady provides.
Can I point out that as a group, there are some failings with the issue of consent? And certain party members are worse than others for this.
I'm sorry, Tensho. I didn't mean to steal the rock off of your neck.
I now slowly walk away, kicking up clumps of dirt.
He walks away in the style of the end of The Incredible Hulk, pointing his thumb, trying to find another way home.
I didn't mean to invade your space. However, you didn't seem to like the idea of being possessed by ghosts, which again was my idea, sort of. I'm sorry I didn't ask your permission about being possessed by ghosts. However, I
think I'm more upset about the fact that you tried to sell my body without consent.
If it makes it any better, there was no exchange of goods. They were just taking your body.
They were just going to take. So what you're doing is you're a shit businesswoman and you don't understand consent. Brilliant. That makes it even better.
Oh, no.
She was put
rather than
into
possessed.
Slavery.
No,
but that's
not
haunt. She did say haunt. The possessed came from the ghost town. Yeah. None of us actually heard.
She was just going to use you as, like, a ghost hotel.
We're just going to store ghosts inside you.
She was going to be offering you a couple of ghost stalkers. Not ghost tenants.
And you know, if you really want to spit feathers, it's actually Bellary's fault for not being willing to get naked and exercise them.
Anyway, now the ghosts are not constructing in river, can we try cleaning it, please?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Channel clean water.
Okay. You clean the water and it all goes sparkling and everything seems really nice and happy again. The rock also begins to float again on the top of the water.
I pick up my rock.
Can we check to see if it's possessed by
it? Funnily enough, that was my next question.
It is not a possessed rock, it is a cleaned rock.
Tensho has some very clean pumice. Is the pumice still alive? Or did it drown?
It's now dead. Well, it's as dead as it could be.
Okay, I'm looking at the water. Can we see any signs of contagion restarting?
No.
Can I cast revive on the rock?
No.
I thought the rock was still alive.
The rock is dead.
I think the rock is dead. It drowned?
Whatever spirit was in the rock is now gone.
For once I had an interesting rock, and then...
You've had many interesting rocks.
No, that was the first living rock.
Point where we managed to sanitize an entire lake and therefore an entire water system.
We have just cleaned the entire water system.
That is like the biggest good thing we've actually ever managed.
And we built a house.
We did.
So now if we can put some decorations up over this little roof thing and put it into a shrine to the roof.
Yeah, and I can bake blessed cookies. We can all jump in the air, high five, freeze frame, end of episode.
That's yes. How, yeah.
You do know you need to go back to get the caravan, which is still in the village, right?
No, we're all tired. We're tired. We've settled down in this new house.
I'm working my way back towards the caravan while doing the incredible home scene.
Can I find a fairly pretty rock anywhere?
Yes.
Can I cast light on a fairly pretty rock and give it to Tension, please? He's got a pretty rock. To
you can,
the living
yes.
Rawr, trying to make me feel better with shiny rocks.
Sound
well.
More like,
there you go. Ash has given you a nice
talk.
Glowing shiny rock.
Okay. I think we should go back and get the caravan and say that I don't think we can cure anyone, but there shouldn't be any more problems. Go back to the village, pick up the caravan, say that.
Okay.
Then high five freeze frame.
You return to the caravan to find all the villagers in town are dead, all the corpses have shriveled up and died, and both ponies have been eaten by corpses.
What?
Winston!
Winston is also dead.
Oh.
You find his three tomes of magical knowledge.
Can I have his books, please? I want his books.
He's not even cold yet, and you're snatching the books off him.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's cold. It's been 2 days.
We all jump in the air, freeze.
You take your books, you unbuckle the dead ponies from the cart, and you jump in the air, freeze frame, high five.
I'm going to just cry in a corner, okay?
I can't end with
can we revive the ponies?
Ponies have been eaten by very hungry villagers.
Can we revive what's left of the ponies?
Have they been thrown by zombie deer?
They have been consumed.
We can't freeze frame over dead ponies.
Yeah, we can. I can handle that.
Can we have?
Please. We just
no.
At least we don't have to pay property tax on that house we illegally built.
And that is the end of this week's episode. I'd like to thank you for listening. Assuming you enjoyed the show, it'd be great if you could leave us a review on iTunes. If you really like us, we have an active Facebook and Twitter, both at PenanceRPG. We are developing the website and connecting with more people every day. Hopefully you'll join us for the journey. Farewell for now, and until next time, always be ambitious, even if you think you are rubbish. This episode of the Penance RPG podcast was brought to you by Nikolai, Ellie, Graham, John, Ben, Ash, Dragon, and Rebecca. The story was written, adapted, and edited by Nikolai Pupsky. The podcast was edited, produced, and scored by Alan Garrett. Artwork was provided by John Moore.